I serve a real God. I heard the story about Brother Don Rich one day walking. He was having a service. I don't remember where it was, but as he was sitting there, he noticed near the beach, there was a man carrying a God with him, and he was carrying him everywhere, and he stopped in the middle of his preaching to the people, and he says, "Hey, you out there on the beach," he says, "I notice you're carrying that God." He said, "Your God has feet, but he can't walk. You got to carry him everywhere you go." He says, "My God carries me." He says, "Your God has hands, but he can't reach. My God reached down and saved me." He says, "You got a choice. Do you want my God, or do you want that God you got on under tucked under your arm?" And that man looked at that God, and he looked back at Brother Rich as if he was making a decision, and he picked that God up and he threw it in the ocean as far as he could, and he ran to the altar and he gave his life to the Lord that day. And I'm thankful that I serve a God that is real. I love him tonight. I was thinking about my uncle, what he's facing, and yet through all of this, he can look at my aunt and say, "There's angels all around me. I feel them giving me strength." He's looking at her and say, "I know some things around this house needs to be fixed. And once I get better, I'm going to fix these things here around the house." You can't do that without God. You can't do that. We can't face this without God, but he's going through that trial. And I love the Lord that he would be so mindful to give him that kind of peace in the middle of a storm. But we serve a real God. One day when we were at SeaWorld, I seen a man kneel over toward the east, and he was praying. He was a Muslim. And I applauded his, you know, enthusiasm and his encouragement, because there's a lot of Christians that don't even want to kneel in church. And I applauded him for that. But at the same time, he's serving a false God. He's doing everything he's doing to the devil, really, to a false God that's not even real. But how much more should we that know the truth and have a God that is so real that he would come down and visit us? How much more should we be worshiping and praising God? I love him and I thank him for who he is in my life.
About me, he's my all in all. When they push me down, he picks me up, stands by me. When the going gets tough, I got the Lord, I got the Lord. That's enough, that's enough, that's enough. Well, he saved
that's
me
enough.
And he
that's
raised
enough.
Me. Well, he
that's
taught me
enough.
And he brought
that's
me.
Enough.
He's my
that's
keeper,
enough.
He's my
that's
God,
enough. And I can feel him walking around by my side.
Didn't have a dime, couldn't call nobody but the Lord. Well, he heard about me, came and seen about me. He's my all in all. When they push me down, he picks me up, stands by me. When the going gets tough, I got the Lord. I've got the Lord. That's enough, that's enough, that's enough. Well, he saved
that's
me
enough.
And he
that's
raised
enough.
Me. Well, he stopped
that's
me
enough.
And he bought
that's
me
enough.
He's my
that's
keeper.
Walking around by my side.
I got the Lord.
And that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
Well,
have this confidence because I've seen the faithfulness of God. The still inside the storm, the promise of the shore. I trust the power of your word, enough to seek your kingdom first. Beyond the barren place, beyond the ocean waves.
When I walk through the waters, I won't be overcome. When I go through the rivers, I will not be drowned. My God will make a way, so I am not afraid.
You keep the promises you make. There isn't one that's delayed, so I will not lose heart. Here I will lift my eyes
and start to sing into the night. My praise will call the sun to rise. Declare the battle won. Declare that it is.
You keep the promises you made. There isn't one that's the same. So I will not lose heart. Here I will lift my arms
and start to sing into the night.
Oh,
my praise will call the sun to rise. Declare. I will not be drowned, 'cause my God will make a way. stand before the giant, declaring victory. My God will make a way, so I am not afraid.
Hallelujah. You lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Do you believe that? You know, I have a question for us tonight. Do we really believe this book? I said, do we believe this book? How many of you put your faith in what this book says? I said, how many has put their faith in what this Bible says? How many believe it? How many believe the Word of God? How many believe the Word of God tonight? Let me tell you what Isaiah 43 says. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not, church. Fear not, America. Fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. I know I'm His, and He is mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. And it won't overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, because you will, the flame shall not kindle upon you. What does that mean? It won't catch on your pants, your dress, your skirt, your top, your hair. It won't be. You'll walk through it, but it won't be able to burn you up. I wish the churches in America tonight had that kind of faith in their heart. I wish they had that kind of trust in God in their heart tonight. I'm telling you, if you believe God wants you to walk around wringing your hands, wondering what in the world you're going to do, you don't serve the God I serve. You serve some other kind of God. I'm telling you, I serve a God that said He would be there for you when the water overflows you. And when you walk through the fire, He would be there. First Peter chapter 1 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Are you being kept by the power of God tonight? I'm so sick of all this fear-mongering. I said, I'm so sick of all this fear-mongering. Brother Wilson, be careful what you say. You might upset somebody. I said, I'm so tired of all this fear-mongering. I believe it's a stench in the nostrils of God. Hear the words that I'm saying out of my mouth tonight. You're not going to die until it's your time to die. I don't care what label gets put on your death. If you're really serving the God of heaven, you're not going till it's your time. And if it's your time, there ain't a prayer that can be prayed, a step that can be walked, or a song to be sung that can alter that fact. If you believe that I'm going to be guided by fear, you've got the wrong person up here tonight, because I'm not going to be one of them. I will not be guided by fear. I will not be guided by fear. I will not shata hokamasata. I will not be guided by fear. I'm telling you tonight, God's fighting for us. Let me tell you something. When one of the world's number one billionaires says today or last night, whenever it was, that every small business ought to be closed until the year 2022, I'm telling you, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. While the rich get richer, they put everybody else out of business. Amen. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I will not yield. I'm not going to close my church and tell my people to stay home while I'm out making money on the side like some of these preachers are doing today. Go to Genesis chapter 18. I want to read a couple of words there to you tonight. I'm telling you, God's got something for us tonight. And I pray that you'll get a hold of it. But I'm telling you, I have stood in this pulpit from the beginning of this stuff, and I have stood up here and preached faith to you. I have preached trust in God to you. I have preached that God was going to make a way where there seemed to be no way. And now is no time to go into a panic. This ain't the time to run around looking like a beggar. You know, God will get a lot more victory out of your battles if you'll deal with some of them in silence than you going out telling the whole world. God might be trying to do something in your life by what you're going through. And then you go out and tell 800 people what you're going through and they bail you out of it. God didn't get any glory out of that. I'm telling you, we're in a situation today. We need to let our faith guide us, not this old mouth. Our faith, this faith in this heart, faith as a mustard seed. Genesis 18, verse 14, a few words. Is anything, what's it say? Too hard for the Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there a single thing? Could there be a single solitary thing? Have you met anything that there could be? Amen. I may not be able to find it now. Amen. But this morning I seen the neatest thing. Amen. About this particular scripture. Amen. And what it said in one of the commentaries. Amen. I'm telling you today, nothing is too hard for God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. There is nothing whose power is infinite. It is so wonderful and beyond all belief that it could never be thought that it would not be done by Him. Why then should it be thought incredible or impossible that Sarah should have a child though she is old? Nothing is impossible for God. You can be seated if you want to, but you don't have to. I'm so sick of everybody walking around like they're scared to death. I'm sorry, I may say things tonight that upset some people, but I'm sorry. I'm tired of people laying out of church because they're scared what might happen to them in church, but they're not scared to go anywhere else in the world. I'm sick and tired of seeing people in cold weather drive around automobiles with a mask on because they've simply given in to fear. I'm tired of seeing people walk out in the great big yonder of God with a mask on. Amen. Because they're scared. Didn't anybody's mama here teach you that cold weather kills germs? Why do you think we keep it cold in the church? We don't warm it up because germs spread. And we've dealt with sickness our whole existence in the church. Every sickness known to man's run through the church. I'm asking you, is anything too hard for God? If you believe, and I'm telling you, if you let some yellow jellyback preacher, I don't care if you let him come to me. If you believe that God ever wanted the doors to be shut, you don't serve the God I serve. My God ain't no chicken. My God ain't scared. I've been in every hospital in Central Florida with the cucamonga in every one of them. And I've never caught anything from the hospital. How? Because I'm the servant of God. Doesn't mean I won't, but I haven't yet. I've been in there when they got MRSA. I've been in there when they said gown up from head, put on a mask, put on gloves, put on a gown, put on the little foot covers, put on the breeches. Oh, I wouldn't go in there. What are you going to do? God says you got to go. They called for prayer. You got to go. You don't just, I'm sorry, I can't come because I'm scared that I might get something. Well, you don't want that preacher praying for you anyway. If he's that much of a chicken. If he's that much of a jellyback, you don't want that fella praying for you anyway. No, I'll go right on the front lines. I don't mind going up there. I have a God of heaven. Is anything too hard for God? No, you don't believe God can keep me. You don't believe God can keep you. Where is your faith? I'm asking Church of God people tonight, where is your faith? Where is your shout? Where is your worship? Where is your rejoicing? Where is your joy? Where is your peace? Where is your happiness? Is anything too hard for the Lord? My whole life they've taught us, you're not going till your time. You're not going till it's your time. Now, I don't mean people that go out and do dumb stuff. I mean children of God. You're not going till it's your time. You say, well, a lot of people's died. It was their time. It was their time to go. I'm sorry how sad it is. It's only sad if they didn't make heaven. I'll be honest with you. I don't know anybody that gets close enough to hear the singing that don't want to go. I don't know anybody that gets close enough to hear the angels begin to sing that don't want to say, I'd rather just go on over. I think I've had enough here. I'd rather just go on. I'm talking to you. Is anything all of a sudden, God can't keep anybody? God can't help anybody? God's just out. It's got to be a vaccine or a doctor. I mean, there is no God. Prayer at church for, oh, I can't go to church and pray. They've got the church shut down. I can't go ask for prayer. They've got the place locked up. The preacher's out making money on the side with his business, but he's got the church closed. Boy, hell will be piping red hot. I don't know how many sinners have called this church and said, I just want to know if your church is going to be open. Some's come, some haven't. But I'm glad they had an expectation that we were going to be open. I'm glad that some came to me and said, I knew you wasn't that kind of preacher. I knew you wasn't like that. I knew I could count on. Shandabahata. I knew I could count on. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Yep, it is. It is. It's too hard for God to let a church gather together and worship Him and the Holy Ghost come down and somebody not get sick. Yeah, apparently, that's the way we're living. It's impossible. You can't pray for anybody in the altars. It's impossible. God can't keep you. I'm telling you what, we went outside for a little bit, but we ripped these altars right out of this church and put them right out there, and we got right down there in the trenches with them. I'm telling you, I'm going to stand for God and let the world go by. I'll tell you what, I will not be sitting down. Listen to no doctor, somebody up yonder. Amen. Tell me when and I can and can't have church. I'm taking a little old short, chubby thing. He can sit up there and be somebody else's puppet. But he ain't going to, I'm not going to be his puppet. And he's not going to tell me what to do. Amen. You can lay out if you want to. Amen. I'm going to be at the house of God. I'm going to show the devil I've got enough faith in my God to believe that he'll keep me. And a sickness with over a 99% recovery. Over 99% recovery. And you got preachers who won't even have church. But I mean, my goodness. Is anything too hard for the Lord? COVID is. God has met his match. God's met his match. It's not that if you have church that you're a man of faith or a woman of faith. No, it's you want people to die. Oh, I've read the messages. I've got them all saved. I've read them. I've seen what they've said. I've seen every bit. I've seen the little reviews they've left on the page. I've seen all that stuff. I don't care. Somebody has got to stand up in 2020 bleeding into 21 and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You choose. You choose. Are you going to serve the God of Shandabahata? Are you going to serve the God of this world or the God of the heavenly world? Brother Wilson, you'll be sick next week. Then so be it. Then so be it. But I'm not going to alter my faith in God based on what might or might not happen. My God, think about that for a minute. Well, I'm not going to go to church tonight because I might get in a car wreck. Well, that could happen almost every time. And not even be your fault. Well, I'm not going to go to church tonight because I might stub my toe. Well, I'm not going to go to church tonight because they might have it cold in there. And I don't want to be cold. I'm going to tell you who your God is. Your God is you. Your God is you. That's who your God is. That's who your God is. All right, let me get to the message. That was all free. That wasn't my message. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Let's talk about God giving a son to Abraham and Sarah who were 100 years old. How about God bringing life from where there was death? What are you going through today that seems like death has taken over? A future is not possible. Nothing is ever going to change. All hope seems gone. I'm in the darkest of it. There's no way. I know that God said he's going to bring me out, but I don't see it. I don't see how. I don't see by what way that God's going to do it. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I have faced circumstances. Many of you have faced circumstances that seemed like that there was no answer. There was no way God was going to move. How many here would be honest tonight? I shouldn't have to ask that, but that's the case. And say, God has given me a miracle at least once in my life. Unmistakable, undeniable. There's not a shadow of a doubt that God did it. It altered the course of nature. It altered the course. I ask you tonight, is anything too hard for the Lord? Come on. Is anything
Brother Jeremy, we've been manipulated by the forces of evil into succumbing to a spirit of fear and panic and dread. And all the while, it's like we've forgotten God, who was the creator of everything that there is, including these bugs. God's the creator, not the devil. I'm sorry, but the flu does come from God. He created all things. Chicken pox. Sorry. I mean, I don't want to bust your bubble tonight, but they ain't got the Dr. Devil up here creating sicknesses. Whatever has transpired, whatever we're allowed to go through, is by divine ordainment of God. Period. You get up and sing, my life is in your hands. My life, well then live like it. Live like your life is in his hands. Because when it's good, but when it's bad, oh God. Oh, God's forgot about me. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, God. Oh, God's just gone. You can't live like that and expect God to move. You can't walk like that and expect God to move. There's got to be that moment that says, you know what? I don't like where I'm at. It's not fun being right here. But the same God that's made me shout in joy is going to bring me out of this. And he's going to make a way, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. How about the children of Israel at the Red Sea? Preacher, that's where I'm at tonight. Hey, you might be. Can you imagine a more difficult place to be? Red Sea in front of you, mountains beside you, Pharaoh's army closing in. There's literally nowhere to go. Hang on, I've lost all my Bible scriptures. Give me just a second. I want to read you something and just hold on a minute. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn. Yes. Who gave direction? The Lord. That they turn either this way or that way. That's a turn, right? God's given instruction. And encamp before Pihahiroth between Migdol and the sea. Pharaoh didn't box them in. God boxed them in. Pharaoh didn't do it. God did it. Over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. God put them there. Can I tell you? You're where God wants you to be in your life right now. I don't know what God's doing. I don't know what God's trying to do. But you are not where the devil wants you. You are right where God wants you. Well, I mean, if you claim to be his. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. See, God knew what Pharaoh was going to think. God was already fighting for them. He was already fighting for them, and they didn't see it. They didn't know about it yet. It hadn't got there yet to them. They hadn't realized yet they were boxed in. God was already working. My God, you ought to be shouting. You really ought to be shouting just thinking about this. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh. I like God. I'm going to get the last word. Raise your hand if you'd like to have the last word. Oh, God. Come on, pray now. Amen. I will be honored and upon his host, that the Egyptians may know I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt, the people have fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against them. Why have we done this and let them go from serving us? And he took 600 chosen chariots, all the chariots of Egypt. Boy, it's good when God gets in it. Oh, how mighty Pharaoh must have thought he was. And God said, I'm fixing to take care of old prideful Pharaoh. And I'll say this too while I'm here, and you've thought it anyway. God's going to have his say with these bunch of Democrats one day. They're going to bow before God. Amen. I hope not too late, but God will have the final say. Amen. And the Egyptians pursued them. And when they drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And I'm fixing to show you how we've probably acted a time or two in our life. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Now you just watched 10 miracles of deliverance. They literally handed you all of their jewels to get out. You have seen the providence of God and the miraculousness of him, and how easy you forget when you get in a bad place.
All
right. Come on. Like it. May as well say amen and oh me. Amen. And they said unto Moses, oh heavens, here it goes. Because there was no graves in Egypt, you have taken us out in this wilderness to die. Wherefore have you dealt with us like this? Is not this the word we said in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve them than to die in this wilderness.
Right.
It's like as long as things are going good, you've got the victory. But the very moment God holds the brake line, you just fall slap apart like you don't even know who God is.
Come on.
I'm telling you something right now. I ought not to have to pick people up off the ground that's been in this thing for more than 5 years. You ought not to have to be picked up. You ought not to have to be begged to come to church. We ought not to have to beg you to come to the altar. You ought to be close enough to God and been in this thing long enough. Because I can't part a mustache and put a bottle in your mouth. You ought to be far enough along that when trials come, you run to God and not run to everybody else. Can they help you? Sister Brittany, I believe you'd do anything you could to help me if I needed it, but you cannot help me with the battles I fight. It ain't in your power. Jonathan, I believe, son, you'd do anything I ask you to do within reason, but you just can't fight it. You can't. My children would help me. Well, I guess they would most of the time. Except when it comes to the garage, they don't all disappear then. Amen. Even though it's all their stuff I throw away. Amen. He said, Moses stands up as a leader does. Fear ye not. And I'm not going to get done. This might be a 3 or 4 parter. For today, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians you see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Pharaoh thought he had the church, but God had Pharaoh. Woo! Shanda bahula makataya. Pharaoh thought that he had God, but God had Pharaoh. Listen real quickly. I'm going to move through it. So God tells Moses, lift up the rod. The water begins to stack up. Amen. Moses stretched his hand out over the sea, and the children of Israel walked across. And amen. And it came to pass in the morning. Watch. The Lord looked under the host of the Egyptians through the pillar and troubled them. Boy, I like when God sends trouble. So they pursued them in the midst of the sea. But God looked down there and saw them and troubled them. And look what it says God done. And he took off their chariot wheels. 600, every chariot Pharaoh owned. God just goes. You know what God did? Stop the devil in his tracks. Stop the enemy. My God, I wish somebody would get a hold of this. I wish somebody would stop fretting. I wish somebody would stop being fearful. I wish somebody would let the faith. I wish somebody would let faith rise up. Let faith rise up in their heart. And the Lord said, and the Egyptian said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch your hand out over the sea. And the waters returned to their place and drowned Pharaoh's army. Have you got a few more minutes in you? You may be facing similar situations as these. How about the walls of Jericho? How about the walls of Jericho? Okay, hold on before we get there. Now listen to this. Listen carefully what I'm about to read to you. If you have sat down, sit down. You'll be up again soon. And it came to pass, Joshua 5 and 13. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth. Watch the situation now. And did worship. You know what worship is? And said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. That wasn't just some angel. That was the captain of the Lord's host. That was Jesus Christ himself. Read the Bible. Every time it's an angel, they say, get up. Worship God only. But the captain. The captain accepted the worship. And it keeps right on going. Flip over to chapter 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out. None came in. And the Lord said. He's still there. Conversation's still going on. See. Look. Perceive. Behold. I have given Jericho into your hand. God's already talking about it. It ain't even happened yet. Yet the Lord Jesus is standing right there with Joshua telling him, I've given it the king and all of the mighty men I've given into your hands. Now let me tell you about an impossible situation. I read this about the walls of Jericho. They were so wide that three teams of chariots could go side by side around the entire top of the walls. They were as wide as our highways. Three chariots side by side could run around the tops of those walls. Don't you know Jericho was laughing? Ha! Ain't nobody ever broke this wall. Ain't nobody ever got into us. Ain't nobody ever defeated us. We are Jericho. Our enemy thinks they've got us. And they think they're going to snuff the church out like China has. But it's not going to happen. The country of China is trying to take over America. But God's not going to let it happen. I believe the God of heaven has heard our prayer. And we've just got to hold on and see what God does. Don't you know Jericho thought within themselves, we are safe. Nothing can destroy these walls. So I'll paraphrase it. And you shall compass the city. The men of war shall go around it once. Thus you do 6 days. The Lord's still talking to him. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 ram's horns. And on the 7th day you shall compass it 7 times. So day 1. The mighty men of armor with their weapons goes in front. The ark is behind them. And the priest behind that blowing the horn. That's the only sound going. That shofar that they used. That culture in Jerusalem, Israel. They believed that trumpet calls God. They believe it. They believe when they invoke that sound, they are calling on God to deliver. They walk around blowing those horns. Total silence. First day, second day, third day, fourth day. And it gets all the way down. So the ark of the Lord come past the city. And Joshua rose early in the morning. Okay, that's the second day. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and come past the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they come past it seven times in a row. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to shout. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass that when the people heard the shout, they shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat.
Hold your finger there. This phrase, fell down flat, means it literally found itself underneath their feet. Not fall down, climb over the rubble. I'm talking about God took his hands and pushed it straight down in the ground. Listen, and the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and conquered that day. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I'm going to try to land. How about the greatest victory that Joshua ever experienced after Jericho? As a matter of fact, the Bible says there was no day like it before it or after it. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them. Now we don't use that word because we don't even know what it means. Discomfit, discomfort, it all sounds the same to me. But I looked it up. And Sister Debbie Bent said, you know what it literally means? God terrified them with thunder and lightning. Makes sense. The creator of it used it to his advantage. Can you imagine being on that battlefield? Here comes Israel running at you. They've got the archers. They've got the slingshots. It's coming from every side. And all of a sudden it's thundering and lightning popping down. I mean, you are in a mess. God discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter. With the lightning. Right. You know what I wrote about it beside it? God is fighting for us. I don't know the words of that song all the way, but I know when it gets to that part, God is fighting for us. God is fighting for us. And God chased them. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Joshua 10. And chased them along the way, goeth up. And it came to pass as they fled before Israel and were going down to Beth-horon that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven.
I'm sorry, I just got it in my mind. God is casting down
great stones upon Israel's army. I'm asking you, is anything too hard? God is casting, listen, there were more that died from the hailstones than the Israel slew with the sword. Why? Because when God's fighting for you, you're always going to win. You're not going to just win, you're going to overwin. When God is fighting the battle, God's going to take out more than you could ever take out. God's fighting for us. God's fighting for us. It ain't even done yet. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in that day.
when the Lord delivered him. And he said in the sight of all of Israel, "Sun, stand still. Moon, stay." And the sun stood still. And the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Stand with us. Oh, the Lord's done told you to do it, so you may as well go ahead. Go march. The Lord's done told you, so you may as well get your blessing. You may as well go ahead and take your lap. The Lord's done told you to do it, so you may as well go ahead. Hey, if you don't want it, that's fine. But I'm telling you, is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Is there anything that's impossible for God to do? You say, God, preacher, you don't know where I'm at. I don't care where you're at. God knows where you're at. God knows where you're at. Honey, come get me some Jericho music. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling somebody, get your victory. Get what you need tonight. Get your help tonight. Let faith arise. Let faith arise in your heart tonight. Let faith come up in your heart tonight. If you don't let faith do it, fear will take over. If you don't yield to faith, fear will take over. If you don't yield to faith, fear will take over. Thank God for these obeying. Thank God. Oh, come on, honey. Sing me something good. Oh, God, victory. Victory.
God
victory.
Told me to walk a little farther.
Victory.
Canaan land
victory.
Is just inside.
Victory.
He
victory.
Told me, keep on pressing. Don't waver to the left or the right. Set a cloud by day will guide you. Pillar of fire by night. God told me, walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. Well, God told me, walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing. Don't waver to the left or the right. Set a cloud by day will guide you. And a pillar of fire by night. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. When Joshua and Caleb went to view the promised land, they saw the grapes were plentiful, so they followed God's command. There was milk and honey flowing, and God was on their side. God told them, walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing. Don't waver to the left or the right. Set a cloud by day will guide you. And a pillar of fire by night. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. Me. I'm pulling down the stronghold and the enemy has to flee. God said he'd go before me. Everything's gonna be alright. God told me walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. He told me to keep on pressing. Don't waver to the left or the right. Set a cloud by day will guide you. And a pillar of fire by night. God told me to
a little farther. Canaan land is just inside.
Oh, yes, I'm going to the camp of the enemy and take what belongs to me. Yes. I'm pulling down the stronghold, and the devil's got to flee. God said he'd go before me. Everything's going to be all right. God told me, walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. Well, God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. He told me, keep on pressing. Don't waver to the left or the right. Set a cloud by day will guide you, and a pillar of fire by night. God told me to walk a little farther. Canaan land is just inside. And I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking home with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me. Well, I'm walking home with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand. Yes, I'm walking home with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me. Walking home with Jesus, I know he'll guide my way. I'm walking home with Jesus till I reach that brighter day. And though my feet grow weary and I may stumble in the road, he'll pick me up, he'll dust me off, help me bear my load. Walking home with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand. Walking home with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me. Jesus walked the shores of Galilee. There were two men of fishing, casting nets into the sea, not knowing in a moment what a change there'd be. When they left their nets and Jesus said, will you follow me? And they went
walking on with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand.
Oh, I'm
walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. So the battle rages up ahead and I can't see.
I
won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he was in me.
One day I will walk that holy highway built for me. It goes through a desert, friend, that's all right to see. Oh, it'll be blooming like a rose, waters running free. There the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk with me, and we'll be
walking on with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand.
Well, I'm
walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land.
Oh,
the battle rages up ahead and I can't see.
I know I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
Well, I'm walking on with Jesus,
and I'm holding to his hand.
Walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. Though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
One day I will walk that holy highway built for me. It goes right through a desert, friend, that's all right to see. It is blooming like a rose, the waters are running free. And the blind will see, deaf will hear, lame will walk with me, and we'll be
walking on with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land.
I've got victory.
I feel
victory in my soul.
I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
Oh, yes, I'm walking with Jesus.
Hold his hand.
We're walking with Jesus.
Though the battle rages head and I can't see.
Thank God
I won't look back to the left or right, cause the Lord wants with me.
Well, I'm walking on. I'm still
walking on.
Oh, oh yes, I'm
walking on. Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand, walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see,
thank God I won't look
back to the left or right,
cause I know he's with me. I'm walking on
with Jesus and I'm holding to his hand, walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land.
Walking on with Jesus and I'm holding to his hand.
Walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
One day I will walk that holy highway built for me. It goes through a desert, friend. That's all right, you see. Oh, it'll be blooming like a rose. Waters are running free. And the blind will see, deaf will hear. Lame will walk with me and we'll be
walking on with Jesus and I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see,
I know
I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
Jesus, till I reach a brighter day. And though my feet grow weary, I may stumble in the road, but he picks me up, dusts me off, helps me bear my load. And I'm
walking on with Jesus,
yes,
I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see,
I know
I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
To Zion, where my sorrows have to flee. I'll be walking into glory with Jesus, I will see. And when I meet my Father, how happy I will be. When Jesus said, that's my child, they followed me. I'll be
walking on with Jesus, and I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see,
thank God I won't look back, left or right,
cause I know he walks with me.
Well, I'm walking on. Oh, I'm
walking on.
Every day I'm
walking on.
I'm still walking on. Well, I'm
walking on with Jesus
and I'm holding.
Walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
One day I will walk that holy highway built for me. It goes right through a desert, friend, but that's all right, you see. Oh, it'll be blooming like a rose. The waters are running free. There the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk with me. I'll be
walking on
to Zion. My sorrows have to flee. I'll walk right into glory where Jesus I see. And when I meet my Father, how happy I will be. When Jesus says, that's my child, they followed me. I'll be
walking on with Jesus and I'm holding to his hand. I'm walking on with Jesus in a dark and sinful land. And though the battle rages up ahead and I can't see, I won't look back to the left or right, cause I know he walks with me.
Have you got a determination to make it?
Yes.
No, I said, have you got a determination to make it? Joshua told them, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Oh, I know. Believe me, I know what happens when you go against the grain. I know what happens. When you don't do what status quo does, they label you all kind of stuff, but I don't care. I'm so far out. I love it when somebody comes up to me and says, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? I said, nope, I'm not in that network. I'm not in that telefriend network. Telethon, telefriend. I'm not in that. I don't rejoice over things like that with folks falling because we want to make heaven. We want everybody that can to go to heaven. I'm telling you, we got to make it, folks. We got to have faith in our hearts. You know, Jesus asked a question. When the Son of Man returns, will he find what? Oh, no, it don't. It means fear. It must be the NIV version. Will he find fear? If he did, he'd find a whole helping of it. I'm telling you, he'd find a pile of it. But I'm telling you, the Bible says he find faith when he returns. I'm telling you something right now. I want to have faith in my heart. I want to be so full of faith that there ain't nothing else. There ain't no room for nothing else inside of me. I want to be filled with faith and not fear. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't have both. You can't be full of fear and full of faith. Amen. You can't be. Amen. I said you can't be. I know this ain't popular. I know it goes against the grain. I know it goes against what we're being told. But if you believe everything we're being told, you a special kind of interesting person. What y'all think I was going to say? You a special kind of interesting person. If you believe everything, if you really believe everything going on, if you really believe all of that, and you don't believe what God's word says, this is what we're going to be judged by, Sister Karen. This is what we need to all have in our hearts. David said, I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. That's where I'm going to have it. Does anybody want to testify about something the Lord done for you today before we leave the service tonight? I don't want to fail to give you that opportunity. If you want to brag on the Lord for some touch you got today, if not, then that's fine. Amen. God's fighting for us.
Amen.
If you don't believe that, then just give up and quit. Just quit faking it. Because to really serve the God of heaven, you got to believe he's working behind the scenes. Well, why does God let this happen? I don't know, and you don't know, and if you knew, you couldn't understand it. He's God. Just let him be God. Just let him be God. No, we don't understand. But he's God. Let God be God. And you be what God wants you to be. We've sung a song our whole life. Which some of you might not have, but I have. We will understand it better by and by. We're not going to understand it here. You ain't got to have the answer to everything. Just think good things happen to bad people. And bad things happen to really, really good people. And it ain't that you deserved it. It just happens.
It just happens. Life is not fair, ever. Why do you think David said, my feet were nigh to slipping, and I beheld the prosperity of the wicked, always looking at somebody else? I don't want to be slipping. I want to trust God for my lot in life. Amen. And I believe he's going to take care of us. Stand with us. Yes, ma'am, Sister Karen. Okay. Let's remember this need. Continue to remember Brother Pooler as well. Ms. Rosalind. Thank God. Yes, ma'am. No. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hear me tonight. We have to trust the Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. We have to trust God. You know, there's somebody used to say that a lot around here. You got to trust God. You got to trust God. It's still, the message is still true. You got to trust God. It takes a man or woman who loves God to trust him. Because he don't always do everything we agree with necessarily. And he don't ask our permission. And he lets us go through things that we wish that we didn't have to. And we probably can think of people we'd like to see go through it. But that's not a way to think either. But we're human. And it's hard when it keeps getting stacked up on you. Paul besought the Lord, Brother Barr, 3 times about that thorn. And God said, no. It stays. I don't know what it is, and you don't know either. The Bible says it's a thorn. It doesn't matter what it is. He said, my grace is sufficient. End of story. Paul went on. Most gladly, therefore, will I rejoice in my often infirmities. You got to change your way of thinking. Instead of being mad at God, just thank God. Hey, thank God. God's allowed me to go through this. I didn't want to have to go through it. I remember when I'm so thankful for Joey and Diane, because when they lost all 4 of their parents in 1 year, they never got bitter. Now, I can tell you some names of people right now, they'd been done. That'd been a straw that broke the camel's back. They'd have turned on God, which makes no sense at all. None. You talk about dumb. That is dumb. How are you going to leave him in the hour of grief? I've never known anybody that's lost all of their parents in 1 year, all 4 of them in 1 year. It's like every quarter we had a funeral. Literally, every quarter we had a funeral. What brought them through that? The grace of God that they served him. I remember watching Joey pick his daddy up and carry him. I know it had to be hard. It had to be. But the grace of God kept both of them. And if they could sing it together or not, they'd probably sing it. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. Because Brother Barr, I wouldn't bring a one of them back. They wouldn't come back. They'd laugh in your face. I'm going back to that. You're nuts. They'd laugh at you because they have no intentions of coming back here. Amen. Church, have faith. Please, I beg you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but believed. Sarah laughed, but she got forgiveness and went on and was still blessed, and God still moved. It's all right to have bad days, but shake it off and go on now, and let's believe God. Stand with us tonight. Amen. Don't forget that hour. That's a lot for her to go through, but God's going to give her grace. Why? We don't know. It doesn't matter. It's in the hands of God. And God's going to move. And God's going to work. And God's will is going to be manifested in this family's life. It's going to happen. God is not out of control. God is in control. We've just not had to go through hard times like this before. This is different. This is new. We're uncertain. How long is it going to last? As long as you watch the news. That's about how long it's going. As long as you watch the news, you'll be up to date with it every day. The worst of the worst. Best thing you do, turn off, put you on some gospel music. TheGospelStation.com. It's a blue app. They play the good kind of music all the time. Not the other kind, the good kind. The good stuff that you can worship to. Stand with us. Remember, our Christmas party is Wednesday night at 7. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, field peas, cornbread, biscuits, roast, potatoes, carrots, macaroni and cheese. Brother Jeremy, pray the dismissal prayer for us tonight, please.